Coming up next from WNCW is this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm Paul Foster. Are you looking for something to do this summer, something that would be fun, it would be historic, and it's certainly all about music and a certain individual? My topic this week is the Earl Scruggs Center in Uptown Shelby, and my guest this morning is the center's executive director, Mary Beth Martin. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Paul.
I don't think there's many regular listeners to this radio station that would not have already heard some of the music and be familiar with the name of the late Earl Scruggs. But just in case, remind us all of Earl's significance. And it starts with him being, of course, a Cleveland County native.
Right. Earl was a Cleveland County native. He grew up outside of Bowling Springs in a community called Flint Hill. And he went on to really popularize the Scruggs style of banjo playing, which is three-finger banjo picking. And it really transformed bluegrass music. In fact, they say that the day bluegrass was born was the day Earl took the stage at the Ryman Auditorium with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. Since then, all the good banjo players today look back at Earl and they say that he was their greatest influence. I think every interview I've ever heard with Bela Fleck, he points straight back to Earl and hearing him on the Beverly Hillbillies. And, you know, in his time with Flat and Scruggs, they were one of the most successful, famous bluegrass bands of all time. And he continues to influence musicians today, you know, even the young folks coming up in bluegrass and many other genres.
You make some good points about how he's influenced so many, and that continues. Take us now on a brief tour, paint the picture, so to speak, of what it would be like to step into the Earl Scruggs Center.
So in the Earl Scruggs Center, of course, we have information and objects, as well as working in the cotton mills and playing on the radio and then going to Nashville beyond the legacy that he left for bluegrass and for music today. We take it beyond the Flat and Scruggs to the Earl Scruggs Review and how he continued to innovate and always change with the times and always experiment with new types of music. In all that, we also weave in the story of Cleveland County, the history of this region, and the strong musical heritage that we have here. When you go into the museum, there are three permanent galleries, and there's tons of technology in there, so you can really hear and experience the music and the stories of this area. Then on the second floor, that's all on the first floor. On the second floor of the center, we have special exhibit space that rotates. So twice a year, there'll be a new special exhibit that's always very interesting and engaging. We have events and concerts and things like that. So there's always something new to do and see at the Scruggs Center.
And Mary Beth, of course, I'm very familiar with the center, but if someone's not been to Uptown Shelby before, one of the things they'll notice when they approach Uptown Shelby and see the center is that it's in a historic one-time courthouse building that's known as the Court Square right there in Uptown Shelby, isn't it?
That's right. The Scruggs Center is located in the historic courthouse of Cleveland County. It was built in 1907, and then they discontinued use of that courthouse sometime in the 70s when they built the new one. Now, we renovated it starting in 2007, 2008, and then the Scruggs Center finally opened in 2014. You know, a lot of people in the community love that building. We're really happy to be able to use it for something today that really makes Uptown Shelby and Cleveland County a really vibrant place to visit.
On WNCW's Friday Feature Interview, we're talking with Mary Beth Martin of the Earl Scruggs Center in Shelby, North Carolina. Mary Beth, one of the things I wanted to really get into with you in this interview was that you guys host special events from time to time, and one of the things you've got going on this summer that will continue is called Picking on the Square that involves live music. Tell us about the shows still to come.
Yeah, Picking on the Square is really one of our most popular and well-loved events. And so what we're doing with Picking on the Square is we're trying to capture the essence of a traditional bluegrass jam, where musicians ranging from novices to very experienced players come out and just jam together. You know, we just try to offer a space where they can show off their stuff, or they can just play in the background. That's one way this music's been passed down from generation to generation, is through these jams where players just get together and play. And so that's what Picking on the Square is. We'll have musicians come out, but then a lot of other folks will just bring their lawn chairs. It's on the front lawn in front of the Earl Scruggs Center. Just come out and listen, because it's just it's a laid-back atmosphere, but it's a great time to really celebrate that tradition of bluegrass music.
The jam sessions, the Picking on the Square certainly will be a great time. We invite those folks that love to play the guitar or banjo to possibly join in. But you've also got a familiar name to WNCW listeners. We've heard her music in the past, and she's also the host of a segment we do each week called Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Tour. I'm talking about Laura Boosinger. She's going to be a part of something different. It's an actual paid-for concert where she'll team up with someone. Is that correct?
That's right. We occasionally, about once a month, have a concert in our great hall. It's a wonderful atmosphere to have an intimate concert with a great performer. And so in July, on July 20th, we're having the duo Larry Boosinger and Josh Goforth come out and play. On that Saturday, July 20th, they'll be playing starting at 4 o'clock. Tickets are $15 to that event. Come early because they include admission to the Scruggs Center. So you come out, see the center, and then hear a great concert. Play traditional, old-time. They play bluegrass music, and they're just really a duo that just light up any concert hall that they play. And so we're expecting a really great show and hope to have a good turnout.
Before we let you get away, if you'd remind us about the normal operating hours for the center and then how someone could either go online or call for more information about the Earl Scruggs Center.
Yeah, so our normal operating hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then we have extended hours on Wednesday until 6 p.m. You can visit our website, which is www.earlscruggscenter.org, and you can see a list of all of our upcoming events, special exhibits, things like that. And like I said, we have so much going on, it's hard to talk about it all at one time. So I really encourage folks to go out and check out our lineup of events and then join us for something.
That sounds good. The Earl Scruggs Center, Uptown Shelby. Our guest this morning has been the executive director of the center, Mary Beth Martin. Mary, we appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Paul. I've enjoyed it.
A reminder that Friday feature interviews are also available at WNCW.org as a podcast. I'm Paul Foster. Have a good weekend.